Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in this morning with us here on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference on this absolutely beautiful, gorgeous spring day in June, almost summer, which is coming up rapidly on the 21st.
That's right. The next 60 days, we have the longest light of the year. So you're enjoying it and getting up early. So, hey, there are a number of things going on here this weekend, June 6th through 7th. Amma's coming to America. She's going to be in Bellevue and at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Bellevue, and all of her programs are free. You can get the times and details by going to amma.org/meeting-AMA-North-America-Seattle-Bellevue. Just go to amma.org and you know how to do that. Follow on her events.
Also want to let you know, we have a couple of free offers that have been happening on the show. One has been with Tom Pelodino. We had him on. We've interviewed him. He's coming back for an interview in the fall. He's learned how and knows how using Tesla's research to eradicate pathogens, also to help recovery of nutrients in the body and balance the chakras. He's been offering a 15-day free trial. And you'd be crazy if you didn't try it, at least. And then if you want to go on it month to month, it's very reasonably priced. All you have to do is go to Scalar Light. That's S-C-A-L-A-R Light. LIGHT.com to sign up for the free trial. And also the Focused Life Force Energy program, they're going to continue with their free 15-day trial. You can go to our website, conscioustalk.net. There's a button that says Conscious Partners. Click on that. It'll take you right there, or you can go to flfe.net/conscious-talk.
Yeah, always we remind you, go to the events section at conscioustalk.net. There are more events there, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So, you know, a lot happens in life, and we wouldn't necessarily see it as all good. You know, we've always heard that it isn't what happens to you, but how you react that counts. So the question is, can you be okay with it, whatever it is? Well, it's time for another session of Down to Earth Spirituality with Dr. Devana Vedrea. And we'll see what she has to say on the subject. And now we'll welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, if you've been a longtime listener of Conscious Talk, you know once a week we get down and clean, I guess, with down-to-earth spirituality. And we do this with Dr. Devana Vedrea. If you're new to the show, you want to find out about Devana, well, the best way is go to conscioustalk.net, go put Devana, D-I-V-A-N-N-A, in the search engine finder page and catch up with a lot of these past discussions. But we've got her here today. Can you be okay with that? Devana, welcome back.
Hello.
Good morning, Devana.
Hi. Yeah, you know, this one seems to, this has been up a lot. It's interesting because we've been getting this in around this subject matter in books and in all different forms. So perfect discussion.
Well, and it feels to us, Devana, like this is the key to peace. This particular subject, when we learn, I know what we're going to learn from you and probably even more that I don't know, but it feels like this is really the key to peace in our life.
Yes, it's part of the embrace that brings us into that level of peace and contentment.
Mm-hmm.
And it also brings us to movement and change, which is the last thing that people think about when they think about being okay with something. A lot of times, what's thought of is that they have to hold an angst about something in order to continue to work it or have movement on it. And it's just the opposite. When you have an angst on something, you're really, it's like you have a car and you've chained it down and you're trying to go and you're revving the engine, but you're going nowhere. Except learning about the forces of resistance to the negative.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very paradoxical, which can be very challenging because the mind thinks that, oh, it's not okay if I'm okay with it, because if I say that, then I'm somehow saying yes to something being a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And never changing. And that's just not the truth of it.
Mm. Well,
it
and
is
you're
an
also
motion toward change.
And
yeah.
you're also including in that, I would assume, Devana, things that are really challenging in our lives, because that's really when we're in the most resistance and opposition and why me and why is this happening and why does this keep happening and all those questions that the mind continues to ruminate over. When it's a challenging situation, much less something we say we really want.
Yes. And to understand that many times when we have a situation or a pattern that we're working through or a something out in the world, we think, well, we need to get on that and we need to change that because that is wrong or that's not right. And there's a certain motivation and movement that feels like, okay, I'm going to get on that. But first and foremost, when we can, within our own being, find a place of acceptance, we also find a place of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the piece often that we don't do or we don't understand about allowing ourselves to be okay with something, is that when we embrace that it exists, that it is part of what is right in the evolution, it's part of what is in the life experience, we go from that acceptance into responsibility. And it's in that responsibility that we take ownership in terms of who we are and what we do, what we say, what we create. And at a very deep level, when we can do that, we're acknowledging our divinity and our God presence.
Yeah. So we're saying, you know, what is, because basically, if you're not okay with it, it lets you off the hook. It's pretty much what you were saying, because we can have a hissy fit about something. We can complain. We can carry on. We can have all sorts of reactions if we're not okay with something, but that means that we don't deal with it. It just gives us a place to put it,
well,
file it, so to speak.
We actually deny our
actually
deny our power, do we not? When we are not willing to take responsibility for everything in our lives, we're actually saying that we have no real power in life. We are powerless,
right.
and that leads to that victim place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then that leads to apathy, and then mm-hmm. it leads to excusing a whole bunch of things maybe we don't really want to excuse mm-hmm. of ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you can see how not being okay with it leads us to apathy and stagnation, and that when we can allow ourselves to be okay with it, it opens us in terms of movement and power mm-hmm. and responsibility.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking even the most challenging situations, correct?
All situations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the question could be, well, who are you in this?
Mm.
That could be the question here as well.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. The broader question becomes, is this, what are we doing here?
Right. So you see how much it opens up.
It's
amazing what it opens up. And it gives so much when we can really motion into that place of acceptance and responsibility and understanding that we have an active part in the creation, the continuation, or the transformation of whatever it is we're participating in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has been a big part of the work that Byron Katie did for years. And when we've spoken to her, it's been amazing what can come out of mm-hmm. accepting what is. It's just the process of getting there is not what we're programmed to.
Well, and Devana, I guess this brings in guilt, because most people, if they say, okay, I'm responsible for a heart attack or cancer or going broke or I got fired from my job, all of those things, right away, the mind will go into denial and all the reasons why we didn't have any say in it, we didn't have any motion in it, we didn't have any responsibility, and it was done to us. It's being done to us or foisted upon us. That's where the mind goes, and that's the big rub there, the big challenge.
Yes, because it does not want to reinforce or acknowledge one's God's presence.
Mm-hmm.
It's not interested.
Well, because it is part of creating or co-creating something we don't want in our lives. You know, who wants, cancer or diabetes or any of those challenges? Who wants any of that? Yet we have a hand in everything, regardless of what it is. And this is how the mind beats us up. We carry shame and guilt and all of that around it, and then we're afraid to own it. So when we come back from this break, we're going to dig deeper into this subject with Devana. We're here in our Down to Earth Spirituality segment today. Can you be okay with it, whatever it is? And we'll be back after these messages.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer, or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online. Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD Oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Everything you need to know is at ConsciousTalk.net. That's how you find guests, find their guest pages, look at our events section, click on the titles of books. It'll take you right to Amazon. There's a lot there. And one of the things that you'll discover is that once a week we do down-to-earth spirituality with Dr. Devana Vedrí. Today is no different. We are talking with her about, can you be okay with it, whatever it is. And, hey, if you're wanting to continue the conversation after the show and check in with some other people with like interests, you might check out the Facebook group that was started by a listener all around this. It's at facebook.com/groups/Devana's with an S teaching. Check it out. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And our subject today with Devana is, can you be okay with it? Whatever it is. And Devana, this is a, this is, like I said, I feel like when we can really own this one, regardless of what is unfolding in our lives, it's really the path to peace, contentment, and transformation. There's no doubt about it. But being at peace with a lot of challenging things that come into our lives, this is where we sort of stand and say we're not responsible. We would never do that. But along with it, and I brought this up in the first segment, goes our power.
Yes, and I wanted to do small and large in terms of examples of this, because thinking about it and thinking about the life oftentimes gets overwhelming and confusing. And so an example would be, have a client that has lost weight, has plateaued for a couple years, and is starting a new eating structure. And so we were looking at the challenges around the edges of that. And one of the things that was mentioned is that when she goes out to dinner, she feels like if she can't choose the restaurant and she feels like so many of those choices are out of her control, that it's then that she'll get anxious or nervous and then maybe overeat or make choices that aren't on her program or what she's working. And I asked her, I said, well, can you be okay with the fact that you chose to go to the restaurant, that you chose to go out? We were talking about a specific incident. And when I mentioned that or asked her that, there was a lot of hesitation and concern. But the concerns were things like, well, did I do something wrong? Is she asking me because she's going to tell me that I did something wrong? And the understanding is that in each moment we have choices. And we will make choices, and a lot of times we'll make good choices, and a lot of times we'll make not so good choices. And we're human beings, right? And so I asked her, I said, can you be okay with the choice that you chose to go to this place with these people and do the dinner? It was very difficult for her to say yes to that, to really embrace the fact that that was her choice, that she could have said no. And it seems like a small thing, but it's about her pulling back her power and her control that she's given to the situation and then is playing victim to it. Mm-hmm. And so as we went down the road with it, and then the choice was, okay, then when you're okay with that choice, when you've embraced it, yes, I consciously chose to go have the dinner. I chose to say yes. When you do that and you're embodying that in that power and responsibility, then a lot of times you don't go unconscious to what you're doing. You stay present, and you're much more likely to make the choices that you really want when you're staying conscious and you're staying present to something. A lot of times when we're not okay with something, we want to go unconscious to it. Mm-hmm. And then pretend, oh, I didn't get it. Oh, I didn't see it. Oh, wow, how did that happen? And that's okay. But to understand, if you're wanting movement, if you're wanting freedom, then a person needs to stay awake at these choice points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds like what's going on is if you are not okay with it, if you don't allow that process, then you end up with the situation as it is and then all of the junk that you pile on it as opposed to just the situation. So this is about all of the considerations and things that we do that affect us in so many ways that have nothing to do with the thing that we were resisting in the first place.
Yes, and we can be very self-punishing mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. And not realize why we're being so self-punishing about it. It almost feels as though we land ourselves in a spot and start acting out the self-punishment, but don't really know why.
Yeah.
It's like,
and
how
so that's,
did we get here?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's where the conscious awareness comes in, because otherwise it is just a thing. It's a thing that happens. We go through a reaction. We walk away from it. But when we're not aware, when we don't have any awareness on it, we don't realize what it's doing to us and how it creates a pattern.
Well,
I mean,
and
that's how I see it.
It's such learned behavior, too, Devana. We get punished. In this world, we're not allowed to make a mistake. You know, we're not really allowed the freedom of falling down or failing, if you will, or making a mistake, if you will, without repercussions. And so, you know, that's part of, I think, why we go unconscious a lot of times, because we're afraid of punishment. We're afraid of being reprimanded. We're afraid of being looked upon and shamed upon and feeling guilt. And so we just kind of go unconscious to all of it and hope that, you know, hope that we can get through it without being found out, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Yes. And this is where, when you're working in terms of being more conscious and being more aware, there's also that part that wants to go unconscious. And that's the part that wants to... We talked a little bit about punishing, but it's really about going unconscious, going back to sleep. You know, the mind convincing that the apathy's better, that, you know, being aware at these levels is not going to be fun. It's not going to enhance your life. It's not going to bring you freedom. It's just going to highlight for you everything that's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So not dealing is
right,
is not an
right.
option.
But and that's what I mean about the hiding the hiding out piece, where we feel like we are hiding out. We can hide out in the denial.
And you can see how convincing that is.
Mm-hmm.
And how it pulls at the body to be like, oh, yeah, I really don't want that, when actually you do.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, deeply within. Otherwise, you wouldn't be exploring your consciousness and trying to free yourself of the burdens and the pains and those things that tend to drive us. And so if you're on a spiritual path and if you're wanting to be more consciously aware and you're wanting to take your power back from these types of choice moments, then you do want to be in acceptance. You do want to take responsibility, not to blame, but to be free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is how you...
Yes.
Yeah, it is how you learn. Looking at it squarely, standing, taking it in, and not attaching all of your stuff to it, or at least realizing that when those situations come up, you do attach all your stuff. And mm-hmm. isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Why would I do that?
But once you're with it, once you can be with whatever it is, as you mentioned, Devana, and it helps create that forward movement, it really is like feeling unburdened.
Yeah.
The burdens we carry, I feel, is all the denial we live in, and then those become really heavy burdens that we carry around.
Yeah, I think the consideration is you have to realize that this is a major component of presence that we always talk about, because in the present moment, you're okay, no matter what's going on. Well, hold on, because that's a whole other concept we'll probably want to discuss at some point. We're here with Dr. Devana Vedrí. This is Down to Earth Spirituality on Conscious Talk, and we'll be back after.
Mom, can I have some Spry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference here because today is our down-to-earth spirituality segment that we do once a week with Dr. Devana Vedre. And we're really, Devana, you've really come up with some very powerful subjects to address. And this one seems to be usually of the things that we talk about with you, this seems to be one of the most challenging, and that is, can you be okay with it, whatever it is? And that's the rub. Whatever it is, we can be okay with all the really good things in our lives, but when those challenges come, not so much.
Yes, and to really bring it home into the day-to-day situation, I feel really can highlight how this works and the freedom that it holds. And sometimes what is most interesting and transformative is when you're in the awareness that, no, I can't be okay with it. Mm-hmm. Not okay with me. And I wanted to use an example of a situation where this person is surrounded by people that tend to not say what's really true or there for them, and this is primarily her family. And so she was tired one day and was supposed to go over to her brother's house and just, you know, to have dinner. It wasn't anything new, wasn't anything special or anything like that. And she thought they were going to barbecue. And she'd just seen them all the day before. So this wasn't like a special occasion or anything. It was just another day. And she was really exhausted. And so she picks up the phone, she calls and says, you know, I'm just not going to make it over. I'm just too tired. And the person, her brother at the other side, instead of going, oh, you know, sorry, I'm not going to see you, get some rest, I'll talk to you during the week. Instead of that, suddenly it's punishing, and suddenly, you know, oh, you're not coming. But there's this feeling of now she's disappointed him, and he's disapproving mm-hmm. of her choice. And that she canceled at the last minute, and that he has to cancel whatever food he had ordered. And so you can see that now something that could have gone differently is now she's feeling, one, badly, and so she's apologizing all over the place for it, and also annoyed because he's not being very nice or kind about mm-hmm. it. And this happens often. And so when these types of things happen, for her, it's like, I'm tired of this. I don't want this anymore. And I don't really understand how I'm creating it, how I'm saying yes to this. Mm-hmm. And she has friends that do a real similar thing. And so it's definitely a pattern that's up to be transformed. The setup, though, is that the question is, okay, don't like it, but what's driving it? What's driving the saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry? What's driving that? And upon examination and feeling into it, because there's a fear that that person, if she doesn't get on the better side of that person in that moment, that she has displeased them, that love is going to go away. Mm-hmm. And when we look deeper into the life patterning, what you see is that as a child, and this is everyone. As a child, you want to stay in the good graces of your family because it's your tribe, and you will not survive being ostracized from your tribe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We tolerate a lot.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it seems that we're hardwired for that. It just isn't appropriate anymore. That's the hardwiring for survival that's underneath all of that. That we learn when we are little kids, and here we are still doing it.
Yeah, at the age of whatever age it is. Well, we're going to finish up with this when we come back. We're here with Dr. Devana Vedrí in our Down to Earth Spirituality segment. We'll be back after these messages.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics, an exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrea. This is Down to Earth Spirituality. And we are talking about, can you be okay with it, whatever it is. And Devana, you gave an example of, you know, a simple kind of everyday example, except they turn into a whole lot more. And in yeah. your example, it was somebody just who was tired and didn't want to do a thing. And then it became a much bigger story. So what are we getting from this?
Right. So how do we kind of unwind this?
Yeah.
And so the tendency in those moments when there's a, somehow I've done something and now I'm being disapproved of, you want to make it better, whether it's a friend, a boss, a family member. And so, and her way of making it better was to apologize and apologize and apologize. But at some point, what happens when you do that is that you're starting to justify the judgments and all of that that are headed your way and the disapproval, when there is nothing wrong with the exhaustion and the need to rest and that choice. But for her to be able to stand in that choice, it was important for her to understand that when you're looking at abandonment versus being okay with being tired, many, many people will choose the abandonment. And so what happens is that she's afraid the family or this situation, the brother will abandon. But by saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, she ends up abandoning herself.
Mm-hmm.
And then doesn't understand what the horrible thing was that she did, or she starts to feel as though she's just horrible, a bad person.
She ends up with horrible me because that's the only place she can go.
But you just said the key thing, Devana, and the key thing is that she continues to abandon herself in these situations. And that's really the outward reflection from the family or friends that reject her and scold her when they don't do, when she doesn't do something to please them. that's really the outward reflection she's getting back, because she's living in a structure of self-abandonment, which is a reflection out there. It comes back in that form. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. And so that's why the freedom, the point of freedom in a structure like this, and most of our structures are like this, they're a full mm-hmm. circle,
mm-hmm.
to understand that, can you be okay with the fact that you didn't want to go to the dinner? Can you be okay with this?
Mm-hmm.
And when she came to that place of like, yeah, I can be okay with that. I just don't understand why the world can't be okay with that. But it's like, will you be okay with it first? You stand mm-hmm. in your choice. You embrace that. You take responsibility for that. And in that process, it brings her back to herself, back into her system. And then there's that understanding when you reconnect with yourself, you realize, I'm not horrible. I didn't do anything terribly wrong. And you start to be able to look at it and more deeply understand how the mechanisms work and how she has the right to not go, that it's okay. And then she can also understand that the person who she's dealing with does not have the ability to say what was really present, which was, gosh, I'm going to miss you. I was looking forward to seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
Unable to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So in that motion of that embrace, of being okay with her choice, knowing that it might disrupt because of the inability of the person she's dealing with to just have an open, honest feeling, she gets all this other, and that she can survive because she's an adult now. She can survive if he chooses to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's all of that that becomes apparent when you can be okay with something. Now, the difference here is that she gets to have herself back. She gets to be who she is and now has the ability to be in a deeper state of freedom within herself, and this can now permeate out into all of her relationships. And so in the practical practice of it all, we put some parameters, and one of the parameters is, if you're in this situation again, you say I'm sorry once in acknowledgement of what's coming at you from someone. You say it once. That's it. And then move on. So that there's not the self-abandoning, there's not permission given to be raked over the coals for something. And it will help her stay within her system and be okay with her choice. It is not that when we're talking about this acceptance, it's about us accepting what is true for us.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot control another in this, but so often, because it's a reflective universe, when we're good with it, whatever it is that we're choosing and we're embodying and we're embracing within our own person, and we're stopping judging ourselves and making ourselves wrong, generally, I would say almost 100% of the time, it makes it better for everyone, because we're at a deeper level of self-acceptance and peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you actually end up with a relationship without all of the stuff.
Yeah, and you actually get that reflected back
right.
to you from the outer world when you can be okay with yourself, when you can be accepting of you and your feelings and your thoughts and your, you know, needs and desires and whatever that is, when we can be okay because we are okay, then we get that reflected back from the universe. And those situations would be probably, Devonna, for her, few, far, and in between.
And so what happens in this is that when the self-abandoning stops, she is more present. She has more power. She's taking a greater level of responsibility and enjoying her interactions far more. And they will take a deepening in terms of an honest response. Mm-hmm. But you can see how when you grow up in that kind of patterning and you become an adult and you're wanting something like that to be different, it's very deeply ingrained, and she will get a lot of practice in her world in how to stay present with herself, how to be good with her choices, as opposed to looking for the world to be good with her choices when she hasn't even decided whether she's good with her choices.
Right.
Yeah, and you hit on the key thing, too, that's happening there, and that is that she's going to get a lot of practice. In other words, there'll be a lot of situations she'll find herself in where she gets to practice this.
Right. This comes full circle to what you've always said, and we've repeated many times, is everything is for us.
Right.
And this is how you process that.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with those practices. Unless you let the mind get a hold of that and make it wrong, it's actually strengthening in doing that inner strength situation. It's actually helping you to stand better,
right,
to be more of who you are. So, Devonna, this is the kind of work that you do. You go deep into these things with individuals. You help them to transform. How can people get in touch with you to work with you?
They can give me a call at 425-741-2329.
Or, of course, they can go to your website, drdivana.com. That's D-R-D-I-V-A-N-N-A. And, hey, if you want to practice, you want to practice with some other people, you can go to the Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/Divanas with an S teaching.
Thank you, as always, Devonna, for your wisdom and the help that you're giving all of us. Really appreciate it. And folks, thank you. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Conscious Talk, where love is the answer, no matter the question.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.